Hey, do you happen to serve Lamia here? No, thank you. Yeah, I imagine it's a pretty weird question, but after the night I've had, well, could I just, just have a really, really strong drink, please? Oh, yeah, some vodka would be lovely. A few shots, maybe? Ah, thank you. I'm sorry? Oh, no, it's fine. No, I intend to get properly drunk. Oh, God, I don't want to feel like this anymore. huh? Oh, call me a cab when you close? Oh, no, that won't be necessary, no. I slithered here, actually, so, I mean, what's the worst that's gonna happen, right? I wrap myself around a lamppost in slow motion and wake up cold in the morning? No, it's fine. Oh, you insist. Thanks, but no thanks. No offense, but I really don't want to meet any more humans tonight. Besides, cab driver would probably just stand me up too. Huh? No. I would just rather just get some drinks in me and go find a nice place to just sleep all of this off. I can't let one no-show ruin my night. Jeez. If I was just stood up, I mean, that would have been quite all right. No, look, he didn't just stand me up, okay? No, I'm new to the city, and... never mind. Just, I don't want to bring you down with my woes. Could I get a few more shots, though? Yeah, just keep them coming. hey, listen, while I really appreciate the concern, it's really just fine, okay? I mean, you're a bartender, not a therapist, so it's okay. It's fine, and we're all supposed to be cold-blooded anyway, right? As if I have no fucking feelings. Fucking jerk. Oh, no, sorry. Thinking out loud again. My apologies. Hey, look, I feel like maybe sitting at the bar isn't the best idea. I'm gonna go get out of your hair and go sit in the booth, so you just keep them coming over there, okay? Yeah, I can carry at least 3 more shots by myself. Here, I'll just take this one to go. Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Check on me in a little bit. Whatever you like. Jeez. Oh, it's the cute human again. Oh, excuse me. Oh, no. No, I don't think I said cute. I probably said fruit. Oh, fruit would be so good right now. Oh, I'd kill for some strawberries. Wait, no, not really, okay? I'm not like that. You do have to believe me, okay? Look, I'm not heartless. I would not... Listen to me, okay? Ready? Hold on. Let me finish this shot real quick. Okay, so I would not hurt a hair on anyone's head, even if I am cold-blooded, okay? I have feelings, okay? And I thought I had feelings for him, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just destined to be single forever. I'm kind of stuck here, aren't I? I moved here because of my boss, and he wanted me to handle a branch of the company out here, but I didn't know. I didn't know people here were so... I didn't know they were so mean. What do I mean? You obviously don't get a lot of monster folk coming through here now, do you? Well, it's no wonder why, but I don't blame you for not seeing it. I mean, you're human, so of course you're accepted. Jeez. I mean, I did notice in some districts there's almost no monster folk at all, and I was a little odd, but I was hoping that maybe, I don't know, maybe my kind was just a little cliquey here. Turns out we're just unwelcome. Huh? It's not like there's that many dating apps. I mean, I tried Monster Smash for a while, but way more people said pass than smash, and I did find one human, but we talked for a bit, and we're supposed to go out for a date tonight. And, oh no, I realized way too late that the diner was in a bad part of town. I called him a bunch when I realized that he was, probably running late, but I finally went inside to go wait for him, but he never showed. But I started getting really nervous at the diner, and I kept feeling like everyone was watching me, and I told myself I was just being paranoid, but he just never showed. I got up and I went to the bathroom, and I even hid in there for a bit, and I kept checking my phone, just calling and hoping, just something had gone wrong and he was just, running late. Like a miscommunication, I don't know. I thought maybe, hey, you must have cut the wrong diner, and I still couldn't get a hold of him, and so I went back to my table and I saw something. I saw something scribbled on my napkin, and I know, okay, I know that I shouldn't take it to heart. I know it was probably just a mean joke, but oh God, I'm so stupid. I even brought it with me. Look at it! Why would someone draw that? Why would they write that? I slithered out of that diner so fast. I just slithered away as fast as I could, and I kept going and going and going until I got here. I just, God, vodka's the worst. I came in here hoping to forget all of tonight, and instead I just end up telling a stranger everything, and a human no less. No offense, okay? Just maybe I should just go home. Maybe I'll tell my boss that we're not welcome here, and that's why profits are down, and I can't fix it. I mean, if people don't like us, then how are they expected to like our products? We just need to get a foot in the door. Well, yeah, that's gonna be kind of hard without feet, don't you think? Oh, it's fine. No, really, it's. Look, I'm sorry. I'm not offended. No, actually, you're kind of the nicest human that I've met since I came here. So thank you. Thank you for talking with me, even though I'm a monster girl and I'm just a blubbering mess. I'm really thankful. Wait, weren't you bartending though? I mean, how are you? Wait, how late is it? No, it can't be that late. No, there's no way. Hold on, wait. Oh no, I can't find my phone. No, oh God. Oh, I must have dropped it when I was running away from the diner. Oh God, no, this is awful. This means I have to go back there. Huh? Well, back to Mermaid Sushi, of course. Yeah, right? It does sound like a nice monster inclusive place. Well, sort of. Now that I think about it, that's. Wait. So I've been here for how long? Oh God. Oh, I am so sorry. Oh no, I'm just realizing. I'm so sorry. You are probably exhausted. And I'm just lounging around here taking up the booth and even more of your time. Here, let me just get up and oh. Okay. Oh boy. How many shots did I have? No, it's fine. I got it. Oh God, no. No, there's no reason to call a cab. I can probably handle it on my own. I can get home, it's fine. What I can't handle is running into more humans who want to cut up my tail like sushi and wear my skin as a vest. No, I can definitely find my way home. This is Fifth Street, right? What? Wait, no, this isn't Fifth? Oh, shit. No. Okay, I admit it, I'm lost. Oh, God, I just want to lay down. Is there maybe like an inn nearby? I can just find my way home tomorrow. Wait, no, that could go as poorly as a cab. I. What? Come home with you. No, I don't. No, I do not think that's a good idea. No, I'm not saying you're a Lamia murderer or anything. It's just that'd be weird to accuse someone of, right? But I mean, you aren't, right? Okay. I'm just checking. Well, no, that's true. I don't want to sleep outside, but okay, yes. I do trust you more than anyone else in this damn city, so oh God, I'm in a really tight bind. That's saying something for Alamia. Okay, yes, I would be really grateful if I could, crash at your place. Just for the night. I'll be gone by morning. You won't even know that I was there come the sunrise. Okay, thank you. It really means a lot to me. Let me just. Oh! God, I keep getting dizzy. Okay, could you maybe help me to your car? It seems I'm a bit too wobbly still. Huh? Wait, for what? Oh my God, my napkin! Oh, jeez. Did humans just randomly decide to start fires in bars here? What? Oh, well, thank you. I mean, I'll try. I don't think it'll fade from memory as quickly as it went up in flames, but thank you. No, I do mean it. I mean, thank you for being the first human to be kind to me here. Maybe you guys aren't all bad, and maybe, I don't know. Maybe I had to meet a few bad ones to really appreciate a good one. Huh? Oh, yeah, I'm ready to go whenever you are.